The Seattle police chief gave reporters quite a list of crimes that had occurred within CHOP. I like the first name better, Chaz. Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Including shootings that left one person dead and more injured. Arson, burglary, and assault, a rape, and destroyed property, according to NBC News. So far, about a dozen residents and businesses have sued the city over the anarchic zone. You know what's the irony of this? You idiots that are suing the city. If I was a judge, I would say, get your case out of my court. The day before these idiots took that area over, you were marching with them. You signed off on all of their propaganda. Hey, you were a comrade. Judge could say, I looked it up. You were a comrade until they came for your stuff. It was okay when you were a comrade and they were going for people that weren't on your actual street stuff. When they went for the rich white guy stuff across town, oh, you were a comrade, you were buddies. But when it came to your district and they came for your stuff, or they threatened your livelihood of being that tattoo, like, artist, man, like, can't you see I'm like into, like, body art? First of all, that's not art. Second of all, you're really not very good, dude. In any event, these idiots went along with this. Since the CHOP comrades all come from very well-to-do, wealthy homes, these are not the poor, tired, huddled masses. These are kids that hate their parents. They hate everything their parents and grandparents ever accomplished because they have been taught to hate. That's what government schools do. That's what government universities do. That's what non-government supervised or regulated, let me use a different term, not regulated, supervised, regulated free speech zones on social media. That's what summers of nothing but lust and love, that's what you get. That's when you get when you completely detach from the natural order, from the laws of nature themselves. And then for extra credit, you pile on top and you completely, by definition, and with great virulent apostasy, reject God. What remains, the smoldering remains of Christendom. This is what you get. Kylie continues, so far about CHOP Solidarity Committee concluded its announcement by urging onlookers to not let the momentum die. The momentum to do what? Veg out and claim you're sustainable? And of course, by endorsing Joe Biden for president and rallying behind Jay Inslee and Mayor Jenny Durkin. By the by, Joe Biden won't know that you endorsed him. Now, he might remember it 5 years from now, but he won't know today. He certainly won't know tomorrow. Short-term memory, he ain't got it. They came, she concludes, they came, they saw, they killed and raped and pillaged. What hashtag success? Suffering succotash. So, again, the only thing that was successful here is that they were fed by, they were cared for, they were clothed by, and ultimately they returned to what? The smoldering remains of Christendom. That's what survived. That's what you proved is that you need it. You know, could you just imagine long-term Lord of the Flies existence in an area like CHOP? You know what? If this were happening in a town or in a city that had decent governance and people that actually cared, you know what they do? They build a wall to keep those people in. Kind of like a prison, you might call it. And say, oh, no, back, no tack backs. You can't come out. You said you wanted to stay in there. You're sustainable. Now you get to stay and sustain yourselves. Can you imagine? Oh, just think of the smell of what that area must smell like. You know, they were peeing and pooping in the streets for about 10 days before someone went, should we, like, just for the sake of the health of the rest of the area, send some porta potties in there? So these morons running around in bare feet and then trudging through their own, you get the picture, right? Trudging through what we call it in New Orleans, party gravy, trudging through their own. In CHOP, they didn't call it party gravy. They called it commie gravy. Trudging through their own commie gravy. Can you just imagine the wretched smell of this area? Now, when they finally leave and people begin to tally up the damage that's been done, what was robbed and looted and stolen, if you're an insurance company, would you pay a claim on a business that was inside a CHOP? And if you paid the claim, would you pay the claim under duress and say, I'm going to get refunded from the city of Seattle or the state of Washington? Or I'm going to find out. I demand a list. Don't let these punks out. Is the Seattle Police Department going to actually do like kind of, hey, I have a question for the Solidarity Comrade Committee. Dear comrade, do you have census? Did you take census? Give name, address, forwarding information to keep people informed of next CHOP rally. Did they take a census of who was there? And by the by, they were all using their smartphones, weren't they? Wouldn't be very difficult for someone that was actually pursuing this lawsuit or for law enforcement to go like, who owns the cell phone towers? There are three companies there. We want the records. We want all the records of what was coming in and going out so that we can build a case against these clowns, because you can ID every single one of them that had a phone, right? If they use their phone, then in a court of law, you could get a subpoena. You could force the phone company, kind of like a wiretap, after the fact. I need to know whose numbers are being used there and who owns them. And then you build a census up. Now, I don't think any of what I just said is going to happen. I think that the city and the state are going to roll over and play dead, that the insurance companies, for fear that their corporate headquarters would be burned to the ground if they didn't pay the claims, are just going to, okay, look, just don't tell anyone. We're going to go ahead and pay the claims. Just shut up. We're going to revoke your policies, but we're going to pay the claims. Mike Churchill here on a Free Phone Friday. We are live on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air and always online. Truly the last live radio station standing. We got a lot to talk about here today. Our call-in line telephone number, I'd like to hear from you on this. 844-527-8723. 844-5-CRUSADE. What is this link you're putting in the Crusader Stadium chat room?
We're just talking about all these little punks having iPhones. Well, there's the headline. iPhones can track you. I mean, they track you even when your location is off.
Yeah, if you turn
it
all
matter.
Right. If you turn all your location services off, it doesn't matter. If you have a Samsung or an iPhone of any variety, they know where you are and where you've been. Your phone is constantly pinging, and they're making logs of this stuff. You know, that reminds me. I wanted to talk about this quickly.
Story even talks about how you can make your daily commute easier because it's been tracking you and how long it takes, and it'll give you alternate routes.
My phone started doing this about 8 years ago. And I went, the first time it did it was after Siri came out. And I went, hey, wait, whoa, hey, just cool your jets there. I'm on my way here to Studio D, back in the old station in the old country on Sirius XM on the Patriot Channel. Show started at 5 a.m., so I'd leave my house about 3:45 usually. Between 3:30 and 3:45. And the first time it happened, I got in the car. I revved the car up, and every morning on my way in here is my time to talk to and to pray my rosary. I do it every morning. Been doing it for 8 years now. Did it this morning. So I don't look at the phone. But on this one morning, 8 years ago, I just happened to look down and it went 21 minutes and 52 seconds to work. And I went, how the hell do you know where I work and how long it takes me to get there? Without me doing anything, that infernal blasted device was clocking my daily habits and going like, oh, he does this every day at about the same time. Algorithm says that that must mean, oh, that's the place that he goes to for work. After it calculated that, then it told me how long it was going to take me to get there. It still does it to this day. About 4 o'clock this afternoon or so, if I get up and take that device and walk out the front door, I can fake it out. I can fake it out. If I walk far enough away from wherever the point is and I actually get to the side of my car and I open the door, I'll fake it out and the message will pop up and it'll go like, Mike, yeah, there's traffic on your way home. You're going to be 7.5 minutes delayed. ETA to arrive. How does it know I'm going home? These infernal blasted devices, I despise having to carry that darn thing. But I have to here because the Crusade Channel's got to remain on air. And many people that contribute to it are always trying to get in touch with me all manner and hours of the day. And having an old phone in the back that's hooked to the wall that goes ring. Or Lily Tomlin on Saturday Night Live, one ringy dingy, just doesn't work any longer.